And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
This president is they make so much of these issues because this president is such a great president. He's a visionary. Sure. As you've heard me say this so many times. This is a great president. He's a visionary.
Sure, with the green energy money flowing? Are you kidding?
Knowledge of our country and the concerns of the American people that give him judgment as to what plan we should have to go forward to strengthen the middle class.
How does this go on? How does this go on? A person like this, semi-senile. Semi-senile. Could be the Speaker of the House after Clink. I don't know about you. I'm scandaled out. It's the Savage Nation. How much can one man take? How much can one man take? We know that the swan, the Teflon swan, will swim away from the scandals that he has created. We suspect Eric Holder will be thrown overboard to be replaced by Deval Patrick, another prize from Massachusetts. And we know that the commissioner who harassed the conservative groups, the woman, the mean-faced, clipped-haired woman who was doing this, is now in charge of the Obamacare taxation plan. We also know that the same IRS individual who received these bonuses for harassing conservatives and Jewish groups received bonuses of over $100,000 for doing such a good job in harassing Obama's enemies. So what can I tell you? I don't want to talk about the scandals. I can't take it anymore. Before I go, though, to something else, which I will do in a moment, I have to introduce myself in case you've never heard the show. This is Michael Savage, the host of the Savage Nation on your local station every night at this time. And, oh, yes, Obama's Syrian rebels, you know, the rebels that you all love, all you liberals. Why do you love rebels so much? Why is it that these murderous Islamists are so wonderful to you? There's a video out now of your rebels, your Islamist rebels, executing officers from Assad's army, shooting them in the back of the head. Is that something you're going to approve as well as weapons go to them from Obama? Is there no end? Is there no bottom to your insanity? Look, the thing is this. Most of you don't care. And I accept that. I was in a restaurant this afternoon. Everything has to be seen through the lens of a restaurant. Alone with my dog eating a late lunch. And there were only a few people in the back of the room. And I think they were lawyers or some politicians from the local county. They don't know anything about the scandals, nor do they care. They were talking about cars, baseball. I think the average person is immune to this scandal mongering. Why? Because it's not in the newspapers. You're not in the, look at your local papers around the country, run by Gannett or whatever. There's not a mention of it. So why should they care if they don't even know about it? Ignorance is bliss. So that brings us back to ourselves. This is the way a tyrannical government comes into being, which is why I wrote Trickle Down Tyranny. I tried to warn you, but you didn't care. And all I can do is hope the Republicans nail them to a cross on the Appian Way, but I doubt it's going to happen. I do not think the Appian Way will be regaled with crosses, with the figurative bodies of this administration on the Appian Way. I don't think they're going to win. That's why I want to talk about Angelina Jolie cutting off her breasts. Now, the reason I want to talk about Angelina Jolie cutting off, well, celebrating this perverted insanity, she's actually inspiring women to conduct double mastectomies on themselves if they inherited a genetic code that has some hint of a potential for breast cancer, a horrible disease. The fact of the matter is millions of women carry the BRCA1 gene, and they never, never experience or express breast cancer. They don't contract breast cancer for various reasons. They may have the gene. And by the way, she's maiming herself and being held up as a brave feminist icon, encouraging other women to cut their breasts off. And now she's going to the next step. See, I think she's crazy, and I think she's such a narcissist. Obviously, any actress is a narcissist to begin with. But this is a reverse of narcissism. She's now maiming herself by conducting a double mastectomy on herself. You know, the doctors encourage it, of course, because it's money for them. And now she's going to have her ovaries removed because she carries the BRCA1 gene. It's crazy. Do you think Angelina Jolie is a brave feminist icon or a narcissistic fool? Is a good question for the day. I know you say, why are you talking about it? Because I'm because I think this is, this to me is the epitome of insanity. And she gives a speech. She says, well, how come she surgically removed her breasts? She said, well, just in case, because you can never be too careful these days. With the cancer industry scaring women half to death at every opportunity, my breasts might murder me. What? Her breasts are now her enemy? This is an extension of the medical establishment turning childbirth into a disease. I'm one of the pioneers in alternative medicine, as many of you may know. I've written numerous books in health and nutrition going back to the early 70s, really. And we were all shocked, and we were trying to reverse what the medical establishment was doing, in some cases, insanity. For example, turning childbirth into a disease, where in the natural phase a woman delivered a baby in a rather natural way, they turned it into a surgical procedure in order to capitalize, of course, using, you know, with a capital C, capitalize, or you can put a K on it, capitalize on childbirth. I'm getting calls anyway on the scandals. I knew it. No, that's all. I mean, but okay, whatever you want to talk about. No matter what, the breast doesn't matter. So so she's maiming herself because of medical quackery. And she's going to encourage a lot of young girls to cut their breasts off out of fear. It's crazy. It's the cancer industry at work here, by the way. And by the way, to talk about the cancer industry, let me be very clear. More fortunes have been made on the cancer industry and through the cancer industry than you can ever imagine. It's a shame. It really is. It's unbelievable to me, but I don't think this is very heroic of Angelina Jolie, by the way. She's maiming her own body, and I think that she's sending a terrible message to young women, incidentally. But what about men? Should men cut their testicles off if they have a high PSA count? Remove your testicles if you're a doctor and your PSA is going up. Why do you want a risk of prostate cancer? I realize the prostate is not exactly in those in that region, but it's in the area. You may as well be safe. You may as well err on the safe side. Remove the whole area. Take everything out. Then you can be a bionic man. But what about teeth? What about when you turn 30 and you're facing tooth decay and eventual removal of teeth and implants? Shouldn't you have all your teeth removed at 30 and just remove your teeth and put in tooth implants? Because that way you'll be a brave role model in the new America. This is total medical insanity. I've never seen anything like this. I was actually shocked when I read that she had a double mastectomy, even though she, thank God, has no breast cancer. So this is the medical industry jumping on this abuse, telling people that it empowers women to consider cutting their breasts off, even though they're not showing any signs of cancer. They're saying it's wonderful what she's done. Wonderful to cut off parts of her body without disease? Well, if you want to, if you want to err on the side of caution, you may as well look throughout your whole body. I mean, it may be that you may have a father who died of a heart attack, and perhaps you should have your heart removed and get a heart transplant. Because you never can be, you never can tell. You know, I mean, is that possible? I mean, do you understand what I'm saying to you, how insane this society has become? That a woman who is perfectly healthy cuts off her breasts, maims herself, and she's celebrated as a role model. This is, you say, well, what does it have to do with the scandals? To me, it's insanity, part of the scandals in a way. How do you feel about this? You could also call on the scandals if you want. I know many of you have heard all the other shows, and now you want to sound smart and tell me what you heard on show X, Y, and Z. I get it. I know how it works. I've been in the business long enough. Or you heard what I said 2 days ago. Now you think you thought it in the middle of the night. Then you call me and tell me what I said. Talk radio is very intriguing, how it really can work. And it goes in circles. Do you have scandal fatigue? Do you have scandal fatigue? I have scandal fatigue. Yes, let the hearings go on. Yes, let the games begin. Yes, let the Teflon swan continue to swim away. Oh, let them dig up the emails and the Gmails and the C-mails and the females. I don't care how many females or emails they dig up. I don't think that this is going to bring down Obama. I think it's going to bring down Holder, and I think Obama knows it. And the rumors are already he's going to toss him overboard because he's a liability. I mean, the guy sounded like a mafia consigliere. He was as close to taking the fifth as I've ever seen. holder. Didn't know, doesn't remember, I have no idea, I don't know who did it. I don't know who tapped, why tapped, are you talking about tap dancing? I have no idea about tap dancing, I'm not a dancer, I'm an attorney general. Why are you talking about tapping? I don't know who tapped who. Who tapped who on a shoulder, who's on first? I have no idea who did it. I have no idea. Tapping what? Tapping who? Tapping why? Tapping me? Tapping you? I didn't do it. He didn't do it. I don't know who did it. She did it. He did it. I didn't do it. We didn't mean to do it. We had no idea it was being done. Had we known it was done, we would have hit it more. But the proofs that we didn't do it because we got caught, because we're so smart, we never get caught doing anything bad. This proves beyond a reasonable doubt that we didn't really know it was being done, because had we known it was being done, we wouldn't have gotten caught. By evidence itself, you can see we had nothing to do with it. It was low-level rogue employees. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. What would you like to talk about? We're mixing topics up here. We are mixing up topics. It's crazy. The society is melting down as fast as possible. The most heartbreaking story of all, by the way, is Obama's Syrian rebels, who we're sending money and aid to, are executing Assad's officers by shooting them in the back of the head. Go look at the video on michaelsavage.com. Go ahead. See if you got the nerve to look at it. Don't let your children see it. We're sending weapons to these animals? Hillary Clinton has nothing to say about this overt human rights disaster? It's shocking. How are we on the wrong side of history again? You know, last night, again, I like to watch movies. So I watched Rossellini's 1944 Italian masterpiece, Open City. It was the first great post-war Italian film. And it was about when the Nazis occupied a suburb of Rome and what they did to the Italians. It was so heartbreaking. It was unbelievable how they rounded people up and they tortured them with blow torches because they were resisting the Nazi occupation, and how they shot men and the families were crying and the starvation. You have no idea what the Nazis did to people. So now we're supporting the Nazis in Syria, and it's okay because he's a nice man. This is beyond comprehension. Not only are we on the wrong side of history in Syria, but we're liable to trigger a world war with Russia intervening because they don't want us to fund terrorists at their back door. Do you have any? No, you don't. It's too complicated. I know I make things simplistic, but that's my expertise. There are geniuses who can tell you what I just told you in an hour or more. What I just told you in a few seconds or less is the gist of it all. Who has time for the hour version unless you're in a history class? I gave you the short version, and, you know, sometimes brevity is genius. Sometimes brevity is lucidity. And sometimes pomposity is insanity. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm a huge fan and customer of Blinds.com, not just for their design of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, but for their exemplary service, too. Look, the CEO asks every customer, is there anything we can do to improve? Here's what Doris said. I loved everything about my Blinds.com order. The fit, perfect. The product, A+. The delivery, speedy. The price, fantastic. And installation, an absolute dream. Even my husband, who can barely hold a screwdriver, loved helping me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Monica loves their sure fit guarantee. It takes all the pressure off measuring, because even if I mismeasure, they'll remake it for free. I'll be sharing more listener experiences with you in the future. Look, as always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Nowhere else. Blinds.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hi, everyone. I'm Larry Levin, president of TradingAdvantage.com. You may have seen me being interviewed on TV. I'm on there a lot talking about the market. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Financial District, and I've been on the trading floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. Now, I spend most of my time teaching people like you about day trading mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques and my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-543-5569, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily market report at no cost to you and no obligation. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail, 800-543-5569. That's 800-543-5569.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
KSFO traffic, we have a stall. Highway 92 westbound, the San Mateo Bridge, just before Highway 101 in San Mateo, the right lane block there. A severe traffic alert for this disabled tractor trailer, 580 eastbound between before Palo Verde Road and Hayward. Third lane from the left remains blocked. An injury accident, 580 eastbound after High Street in Oakland. It's over in the center divider. We also have a stall, 101 southbound San Francisco, just before the 80 split. It's got the right lane tied up, and a stall 101 northbound after Cesar Chavez. Third lane from the left is blocked there. Now we're getting reports of a grass fire in San Jose, 101 southbound after Coyote Creek over on the right shoulder. I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at Putnam Chevy in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a Chevrolet Volt, listen up. My $3,000 discount and the factory $3,000 rebate gives you 6,000 reasons to come to Putnam Chevy or go online at putnamgm.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
Hi, Tom Bodette, sharpening my memory with word association. I read a word, then say the first thing that pops into my noggin. Like dark, that's easy. Light, dog, fuzzy. Handsome, thanks. And Motel 6, value. That's because we always save you money on a clean, comfortable room. And lowest price of any national chain is more than one word. I'm a stickler. Book online at Motel6.com. I'm Tom Bodette, and we'll leave the light on for you.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes, which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential tankless water heater as a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
San Francisco has never had it so good. Levin, Savage, together at last, only on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Not beaten and been heard from since Benghazi Gate broke. She's not neither here nor there. No one can find her. No idea where she is. Jody Arias smirking while her family was talking about how it ravaged them. She may believe she was crying, this maniac, but I saw her smirking. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I tell you the truth. I told you I've been watching the trial, the Arias trial. You know she butchered the guy. Unbelievable. I never saw anything like this. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. Let's go to WMAL in Washington, D.C. Josh, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just think you're being a little unfair to Miss Angelina. Well, I don't think she should be made out to be a hero. She had an 87% chance of getting breast cancer in her lifetime and had...
Well, hold on. Where do you get the data of 87%?
She had a genetic test done.
But wait, no. I know about the BRCA1 gene. We know that. But it's not a death sentence. It is not an absolute blueprint to cancer expression. How do you know it's 87% likely she will get cancer? Where did you get that number from?
I mean, any health website you go to that you do research on that gene will say that you have an 87% chance of contracting breast cancer.
87% is the number they're using?
87%. And now,
if it's that high, I would be interested in learning that, but I'm not going to accept it simply because you called a radio show, because I do not believe the BRCA1 gene in the genetic code is an absolute blueprint to disease expression to an 87th percentile. I don't believe that's true. I'd like to know the data. Who provided the data of 87%? Is that hearsay or is that a study?
That's what her doctor told her. Right? You know, I guess.
Oh, her doctor. Well, they're known to tell the truth. There's no profit motive in the cancer industry, is there?
Yeah, but I mean, if you research that gene online and her medical history, that is.
So you think it's smart for her to remove her breasts and her ovaries, prophylactically?
What was that?
You think it's intelligent for her to have removed her breasts and now her ovaries on a prophylactic basis? You think that makes sense?
If someone told me that I had an 87% chance of contracting testicular cancer and research backed that up, and I could, you know, reduce that to under 5% chance by removing my testicles, hell yeah, I would remove them in a heartbeat.
Well, I see a new study out that says that physically strong men are more likely to have right-wing political views, and weaker men are more likely to support the welfare state and wealth redistribution. Which category would you put yourself in? Physically strong or physically weak?
Physically strong, of course.
So you're right. Do you have right-wing views?
I'm center-right, yeah.
You have center-right political views, and you still think it's wise for a woman to remove her breasts, even though she has no, there's been no expression of cancer, simply because she has inherited a BRCA1 gene.
I think
But what about her engaging in a more strenuous anti-cancer lifestyle, such as lower her stress level, stay out of the sun, avoid cancer-causing chemicals, take mega vitamins, leave the film industry and get away from the stress? Wouldn't that reduce her risk of breast cancer?
I'm sure it would. But
so in other words, she could be amongst, let's take your numbers, the 13% who might not contract breast cancer, and she could increase that from 13% to a much higher percentile if she left the stress of the film business and followed a healthier lifestyle. This is not a laughing matter. I don't want to see girls doing this to themselves.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your...
KSFO traffic, we've got an accident. 101 northbound in Menlo Park, just past Willow Road, it's blocking the carpool lane. And 101 southbound after Marsh Road in Menlo Park, left lane blocked. An accident now, 680 southbound before Stone Valley Road in Alamo, that's over on the right-hand shoulder. And we're still seeing that a broken-down tractor trailer rig, 580 eastbound near Crow Canyon Road. Third lane from the left remains blocked. A lot of backed-up traffic there. Still very slow in and out of San Francisco, 101 and 80, and a high wind advisory for the Bay Bridge this evening. Now we're seeing an injury accident or an accident just at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza westbound at the pay gates. I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Quality is job one at Sierra Pacific Windows. Quality you can see in our solid wood construction, the thickest exterior aluminum clad on the market, the most advanced insulated glass available, and 39 standard exterior colors. Sierra Pacific Windows, quality that's California built and California grown.
Small business owners, are you tired of writing checks for those servers in the closet or under your desk? For air conditioning to keep them cool, for special power supplies, for cables, for backup discs, for IT consultants to keep them going? Wouldn't you rather put that money into your business or even your pocket? Then call the folks at DSX Data and move into the cloud now. Not only will you stop the cash drain, but you'll also protect your business from system failures that could cripple your operation. For a predictable low monthly cost, you get servers, internet, clean, reliable power, security, and support 24/7 with 100% uptime guaranteed. No more surprise bills, no more lost time. Manage your business, not your servers. You need to learn more. Go to KSFO.com/DSX. Again, KSFO.com/DSX. Call today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we'll sell you parts and deliver them straight to your door. But do we stop there? Well, technically, yes. We don't come inside your house or anything, but we do keep going. Metaphorically. Because when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is absolutely free. Great deals, great parts, and free delivery. All at AdvanceAutoParts.com. One more way. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. See site for details.
There's a lot of talk out there about your Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's causing many firearms stores to run short on inventory. If this is your experience, then come by Templar Sports in Los Gatos, the Bay Area's newest firearms and sport fishing store. At Templar Sports, they're getting a new inventory of guns, ammo, and accessories every week. Need your hunting or fishing license? They've got it. Fresh and saltwater tackle and bait? They've got that too. Templar Sports in Los Gatos has experts ready to help you with everything from firearms and accessories to safety and instruction. There's a lot of talk today about your Second Amendment rights. Some of it's getting louder and louder. If you're a longtime gun owner or just beginning to explore the idea, the experts at Templar Sports in Los Gatos are there to help you find what's right for you. Visit them online at TemplarSports.net. That's TemplarSports.net. Safety, service, and community. Get to Templar Sports in Los Gatos and find the firearm and gear that's right for you.
On the next morning show, scandals swirling about the White House. The question is, will anything stick? Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
One, the scandal fatigue that I'm suffering, and the, I believe, narcissistic insanity of Angelina Jolie deciding to conduct have a double mastectomy conducted, even though she has no breast cancer, because she has a gene. She carries the BRCA1 gene, and she's been tricked by the medical cancer cut establishment, Burn, Cut, and Poison School of Medicine, into believing that this genetic inheritance is an absolute blueprint for cancer, which it is not. It is absolutely not. So a caller said, well, he heard that it's 87%, there's 87% chance that she'll get breast cancer with a BRCA1 gene. I found that to be astonishingly high, and I just checked a few articles during the break. Being a trained PhD epidemiologist from the University of California at Berkeley, I'm pretty fast on research, meaning scanning research, not doing the research. That's a whole different world. And here's an article from the American Journal of Human Genetics. Genetic heterogeneity and penetrance analysis of the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes in breast cancer families, the Breast Cancer Linkage Consortium. And in the abstract, it says the cumulative risk of breast cancer reached 28% by age 50 years and 84% by age 70 years. The corresponding ovarian cancer risks were 0.4% by age 50 and 27% by age 70. The lifetime risk of breast cancer appears similar to the risk in BRCA1 carriers, but there was some suggestion of a lower risk in BRCA2 carriers less than 50 years of age. So it's not 87%, that's for sure. That's absolutely for sure. That sounds to me, I thought it was too high. Of course it's linked to breast cancer risk. But I'm going to tell you something else. For a personal point of view, I'm obsessed with my own medical history. My father died at 57, my grandfather at 47. And when I was young, I was terrified because I had young children. And I said, well, what about in the old country? How long did they live? 37. So I said, I'm dead. I have no idea why I'm still living. Well, I do have an idea. My cholesterol, my serum cholesterol, in other words, I run high risk of dying of a heart attack, and I have all my life because of genetic inheritance, point blank. How about low stress? Oh, yeah, I lead a very low stress lifestyle. I'm as relaxed as Joe Blow, who plays golf all day. Yeah, and takes Lipitor. I take no medication, zero. I will not take Lipitor. It almost crippled me. Now, my cardiologist is a little frustrated by the fact that my HDL is reversed, my LDL is reversed, my VLDL. All of the numbers are screwed up to beat the band, and they have been for over 15 years. But I'm not dead. So, in other words, it doesn't mean I won't get a heart attack tomorrow. But I'm not being facetious about it, nor am I laughing in the face of disaster. I'm telling you a story. In other words, all of these tests can be predictive or they can be worthless. And many of us have become medical neurotics because of this test, this obsessive testing, and we think we're going to drop dead unless we listen to Dr. X, Y, and Z. Of course they have a role. When you get sick, doctors are great up to a point, but you have to put them in context as well. So I want to read you something. This is very important to me because I've been running with this risk factor in my own family, as I say, for many, many decades now. I figured I'd be dead by 50. Well, I'm way past the age of 50, and I'm not dead, thank God. Who knows what tomorrow brings, right? But you have to remember something. I modified my diet 40 years ago. I was a pioneer in taking mega doses of vitamins and herbs and modifying my diet at an incredible, incredible expense to myself because to sit at a meal, et cetera. So I never eat dessert, never. You'll never see me eating dessert. Sugar is implicated. Probably to a greater percentile than fat is in heart disease, but I don't want to go into the details. Read Dr. Hoffer, Abe Hoffer, H-O-F-F-E-R, MD, PhD, died about 5 years ago. One of the greatest medical geniuses and probably the least known of all the great medical geniuses of our time. He actually discovered in 1952 that niacin, high doses of niacin, lower the risk of, lower cholesterol levels. Niacin, not Lipitor, but niacin. And he could have patented it, but he was a Canadian, and he wanted to give it to society for free, and he did. He said, I shouldn't profit from disease. And he threw the information out there in a scientific publication. So believe me, there are things that you can do to modify your risk factors, but there are things you can't do. And I have to tell you something. This is something you're not going to believe. This is fate that is speaking. I just got my medical reports back again, not to make it too personal. Again, every 6 months, blah, 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 and they come back horrible. My total cholesterol went from 174 to 255 because I've been under a lot of stress over the last 6 months. Say, so, oh, my God, you better go see the doctor. You better take Lipitor. I won't take it because I almost became crippled from it. So I'm a little concerned, but guess what? This is something you're not going to believe. Will you bear with me as I get you? I have to run and get some. Play some music for 10 seconds, Neil. Put out some music for 10 seconds. I have to go to a filing cabinet and get something for my incredible Savage Nation audience. Play the music already before I plots or I hit a sting or something. And still nothing. Nothing can hit a swing. Well, where is he? Where's the jerk?
Heart and soul. The way a fool would do badly.
Yeah. I killed the music. I almost got a heart attack calling for music just now to show you this. I mean, sometimes radio could be the most stressful job on the planet. You say, give me music so I can get out of a filing cabinet. And nothing? Where was the guy? So here it is. So the cholesterol's 255. I'm going back to the Angelina Jolie breast cancer as it relates to the predictive risks that we get from our medical test. The BRCA1 gene, she cuts off her breasts. So, okay, total cholesterol is 255, which is terrible. Just awful. My LDL is 190. Those of you who study this know you figure I should be dead by now. My HDL is 31. Okay, they're awful. But here's something you're not going to believe. There's a fraction in your lipid profile that your doctors never test for called LPA cholesterol, which you cannot modify with anything. Nothing will modify LPA cholesterol. It's a purely genetic component of your blood. My LPA cholesterol, as everything went up and wrong, went down. It's supposed to be less than 10, the LPA. Mine is 4.0. In the last blood test, my LPA was 5.0. So this is strange. As my other numbers are becoming negative, my body, through its genetic component, meaning the LPA cholesterol, which I can't control, some mechanism in the body that is unknown is lowering my LPA cholesterol at the same time the other numbers are going off the rails altogether. My triglycerides are 158. Everything's awful. What I'm saying to you is, look at this. Oh, Michael, you better see a cardiologist. Well, I do. Well, you better take Lipitor. You better take this drug. You better take that drug. You better do this. You better run on a treadmill. I'm not doing any of it. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't take medicines. I hate them. They get me sick. They get me sick, so I take an aspirin. I'm on mega doses of fish oils. I'm on mega doses of vitamin C. I'm on mega doses of vitamin A. I'm on mega doses of B vitamins, especially those B vitamins associated with atherosclerosis. And I have been for 30 years. So what can I say to you? I could also panic and go and have drastic intervention. But I myself don't believe in drastic intervention until I need it. So there I presented my own story. This whole LPA, by the way, cholesterol, is a phenomenally interesting area. Those of you in the medical profession understand what I'm talking about. But the next time you get a blood test, folks listening to the show, all you old white males who listen to the show, since no one else listens to it because they're all so healthy and happy, my audience is apparently 99.9% old white males. God bless them all. The next time you get a blood test for your LDL, HDL, overall cholesterol, and your ask them to include the LPA cholesterol and see if you have inherited the lucky, lucky, lucky gene which gives you low LPA cholesterol, because you can't modify it. In fact, if you research it, you'll see there's nothing they can do. Nothing, no intervention changes it. None. No vitamin C, no Lipitor, nothing touches it. Apparently, I inherited that from my mother. God bless her. That's all. So I get something else. That's all. I had an Italian doctor friend who once said, either you die of a heart attack or cancer, take your choice. So what do you do? That's why God let man invent alcohol, so he can forget all of this nonsense once in a while. Nevertheless, let's go back to the calls on the Savage Nation, and we'll talk about all of these things. You know, what do we do? Procedure if numbers are high? Should we be getting fanfare? What is that? I can't even. Marion on WABC, go ahead, please. Do you think Angelina Jolie is being a wise in having her breasts removed? Or do you think she's being foolish?
I don't want to say she's wise or foolish. What I want to say is I understand the reasoning. I don't believe in taking off healthy tissue. But I do believe that if there is a strong heredity factor, and by that I mean your mother had it, your grandmother had it, and your uncle had it, and you have a lump in your breast today. Well,
okay, well, ho. She doesn't have a lump. Hold it. She didn't have a lump in her breast.
That's right. That's right. But again,
she had a preventive double mastectomy.
Well,
that is not the same as having a breast removed or even a lumpectomy if you have a lump in your breast.
Right. Preventative with no, only a bracket test.
All right, let's not go in circles and sidre my cup now. I'm speaking in old German now. It's like a dreidel inside my head just now. I felt it was Purim when that call came in. That's an inside joke for the Catskill Mountain crowd. So I don't want to get too complicated. What is the BRCA1 gene? It's the genes, okay? Breast cancer susceptibility gene 1 and breast cancer susceptibility gene 2. And they differ. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? They're putting out numbers saying it's as high as 87%. Myriad Genetics, which is a new genetic company, which created a test to screen for such mutations. Now listen to what I'm saying to you. Here's where the 87% came from. Said the risk of breast cancer can be as high as 87% for those with BRCA abnormalities. Now, why would Myriad Genetics put out such a panic attack into the female population? Would they make more money or would they make less money? Would their business soar now where every woman in America says, I want the Myriad Genetics screening test because I may be one of those? Of course, if there's business involved. Don't you understand how this spreads fear amongst the population for the sake of capitalism with a capital K? I'm a capitalist up to a point, but I'm not a pirate. I do not believe in piratical capitalism, and I do not believe in gangster capitalism. and I don't believe in fear-mongering in capitalism. And to me, this is fear-mongering in capitalism. And the medical establishment, as you well know, is not the most honest establishment in the world any more than any other profession is. So now they want you to get all the women to get a BRCA test. BRCA, you hear this? This is unbelievable to me. Only 3% to 5% of women who develop breast cancer have a BRCA mutation. Did you know that? So be very cautious now in jumping into the Angelina Jolie world and saying, I'm also going to have a double mastectomy. You have to understand that movie actresses are different than you and I. In a certain way, most movie actresses are insane. Their narcissism is a form of insanity. In fact, it's my suspicion, my supposition, that a certain level of narcissism approaches insanity, if not, it's not an overt expression of it. And I believe that this insanity leads to false conclusions. That's all. So we can go on to that. We can go on to the scandal mongering, the amnesty, whatever you want to talk about, the disaster awaiting us in Syria, whatever you'd like to talk about. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. I hope that I'm not boring you. I mean, I find this very exciting. I really am, and I hope that you do as well. Let's go to a caller outside the area to a totally different topic. Richard on KSFO in my hometown of San Francisco. What's on your mind?
I was thinking a different aspect on this IRS scandal.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Treasury and the IRS would have any reason to investigate Jewish groups that support Israel. We do know two areas that don't like support for Israel. It's some of the liberal Jewish groups that were heavily involved in the Obama campaign. Z Street, specifically named J Street, is having sick the IRS on them. And they don't have a direct line to the IRS. They could have gone to the Obama White House.
Wait. So you're, hold on. This is interesting. So you're saying the targeting of the pro-Israel groups by the administration did not necessarily come from the Treasury Department. You're saying it could have come right out of the executive office.
Yes, and the other people we know don't like Israel are the Arabists and the Department of State. I have great regard for the CIA, Department of State, but a lot of people, because all the Arab countries and all the Muslim countries, you're right on, by the way, on Islamism. I know lots of Muslims who are really good people, and I'm very well aware of the really radical Muslims are bad people that are there. But back to Department of State, they could have gone to the White House and asked the IRS to target pro-Israel groups in order to sabotage Israel's effort to defend themselves.
I agree with you. That's certainly a plausible theory. Do you think there's any chance of ever discovering that? I mean, we need the emails, right? Do you think Hillary Clinton doesn't have a shredder running around the clock now? You don't think the State Department is having a 24/7 shredder fest going on?
Yes, I don't think we're going to get any convictions, although if there were 500 organizations...
Where is Hillary Clinton in the midst of all of this? How come all of a sudden she's not beaming with those Catawate the Cream cheeks of hers? Where is she all of a sudden? Before all of this, she was everywhere to be seen. She was president already. Before the scandal hit the fan, Hillary was in the news every second. She was the anointed one for the next election. She's disappeared. What is she in charge of, the shredding party at the State Department? Where is she?
I think
you made your point, and you made a very good point. And will we ever know? I don't know. KSFO Anna on the Angelina Jolie decision to do this to herself. What's your opinion, Anna?
Yeah, I'm the same age as she is. Almost. I'm a little younger, and I just know like that she's traditionally done everything crazy, like before with, you know, she's an extremist, and she likes to do crazy things, and frankly, I think it's very dangerous. I would never...
Okay, she's an extremist for sure. That's how she got where she is. What would you say were her extremist expressions before? You mean the adoption of all those children?
Yeah, and she was the first husband who was much older. She, you know, they kept vials of blood on their necklace. Like, they were, you know, into, you know, they drank...
Oh, my God, I didn't know that. I mean, I don't follow her at all. I'm not a fan of hers. I don't think she's a very good actress. I think there are far better actresses than her. Juliette Moore is a better actress, for example, in terms of acting per se. But nevertheless, what else? How many children did she adopt? Has she adopted?
I think she's got four adopted kids. But then remember, many years ago, she also made out with her brother at like an award ceremony. So she's crazy.
Well, I can't speak to whether she's crazy, crazier, or crazy, whatever. Crazy. Crazy's a phenomenon today that doesn't even apply. You know, who was she married to? Billy Bob Thornton was a former husband?
Yes.
Who is he? He's an actor, too, right? Isn't he a good, he's a fairly good actor, isn't he?
He's a good actor, and she, you know, but they were, it's not that they're crazy, but they were known for doing outrageous kinds of things.
But what happened to Brad Pitt that he married her? What's with him, with the pocketbook carrier kind of guy? I always thought he was a macho guy, then he disappeared as a man. He became completely subsumed by her. I'll be right back.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
This is Michael Savage filling in for myself tonight. And stepping away from the scandal mongering, because the scandals will go on whether I talk about it or not. And you heard it all day long if you listen to talk radio. Good. Let someone else carry the ball for a while. I am talking about lifestyle questions tonight and scandals. A little scandal here and there. And the scandalous decision by Angelina Jolie to celebrate a double mastectomy in public because she carries the BRCA1 gene. And I believe she's been falsely tricked into believing that this genetic code is an absolute blueprint for disease expression, because it is not. That's number one. And then to come up with the idea that if you have this gene, you have an 87% chance of getting breast cancer, which is ludicrous. That's being put out by a genetic engineering company that wants to sell you a test. And what's worse about this, it's terrible that she's done this to herself, I believe, to remove her breasts. But to say that it blazes a new path of female power for women, do you know what this is going to do to young girls? She's maimed her own body with no medical justification. She then celebrates this disfiguration. And then she celebrates it and it becomes a form of heroism, which is utter nonsense, in my opinion. That's number one. And I drew an example from my own life because I'm very obsessed with medical tests because I have a terrible genetic inheritance with regard to coronary heart disease. Father, grandfather, great-grandfather, all dead, very young, from heart attacks. Thus far, I've outlived them by 20, well, not 20 yet, quite a few years, over a decade of that. Now, my cholesterol's horrible, 255. My HDL is terrible, 31. My LDL's horrible, 190, for those of you in the medical business. Any male over 50 is getting these tests, and they know what I'm talking about. And then you're told to take Lipitor. I tried every one of those cholesterol-lowering drugs, and almost every one of them left me feeling crippled. I could not, even with Coenzyme Q, the muscle fatigue, the pain was not worth what it might be doing for my lipid number. So I said, okay, I don't want to die. But I kept asking, see what I'm talking about? In other words, genetically, I've inherited a high risk of dying of a heart attack young, and it's obsessed me all my life. It's what drove me to the jungles of the Fiji Islands. It's what drove me into the far reaches of the South Pacific looking for the cure like Ponce de Leon. I was always looking for some miracle for various and sundry diseases. Well, I didn't find them particularly. I collected a lot of medicinal plants, and they're in herbaria around the world. And I have some degree of satisfaction for having done that. It's an obscure corner of science, but I think it could, in the long run, have some value, great value in some cases, because as the forests disappear, some of the knowledge will disappear with it. As the folk healers die off and the young ones don't learn it, the knowledge of how to use these plants dies with them. So I did some good scientific research in my field for years, coming back to myself and Angelina Jolie. Why am I not dead? In other words, if the tests are that predictive, I should have been gone already, a goner. I'm sure Obama would be happier. I'm sure that Broken Axelrod would be thrilled because the most brilliant man on the right is just driving them crazy with my analysis and my humor. I'm like the Pied Piper of the right. But the fact is that there's a factor in the lipid panel that no one gets. Rarely do you get tested for. It's called LPA cholesterol. And you can't modify it with drugs. You can't modify LPA with vitamin C. You can't modify it with anything. You inherit it. Mine, and it's the most protective of all of the cholesterol, of the lipid factors, can't be modified. Mine is on the lowest level possible. It should be under 10. It's at 4. How is that possible? Why is it 4? Well, it's genetically inherited. You can't modify it. And as my cholesterol went up, the LPA went down. It got even better. So what I'm saying to you is, although you hear that if you inherit this gene, BRCA1 gene, you're going to have an 87% chance of getting breast cancer, that's not true, number one. That's one company putting out that misinformation, in my opinion, to sell medical tests for the gene, because other studies have never shown that causality, incidentally. And number two, maybe, like me, even though you may inherit the BRCA1 gene, there is another factor that is not currently being tested for, which protects you from this gene triggering cancer. Now, having said that, I want to also tell you that there's a clear relationship between the use of oral contraceptives and cancer. That's beyond comprehension. But you don't hear any woman saying, oh, I'm an actress, I'm going to stop screwing everyone in town, and I'm no longer taking the birth control pill. You don't hear any heroines coming out of Hollywood with that, saying my ovaries may murder me because I'm a sex maniac, so I'm going to stop screwing everyone, and I'm going to stop taking the oral contraceptive pill. No, instead, the opposite is being told. Instead, the CDC is pushing the oral contraceptive pill on children. It was used by 11.6 million women aged 15 to 44, and it's even being pushed down into earlier ages. Erwin Goldstein, director of sexual medicine at Alvarado Hospital in San Diego, says, from a doc's point of view, the pill is easy. See? So they want you to take more of them. So the big brother government wants you to take more of these pills, even though it increases your chance of cancer, and they're not telling you that. Number two, the causality, the relationship between the numbers of abortion that women have and breast cancer is extraordinarily high. It was well established in the medical literature until very recently, when most of these studies were pushed in the background or disappeared out of the literature altogether for political, not scientific reasons. So don't jump to the conclusion that because a high-profile lunatic actress had her breasts removed, you should do that as well if you have the gene. This, to me, is so dangerous, and I'm trying to put an alternative viewpoint out there. And I think I've established the possibility for people to think twice before having their breasts removed. Bob on WMAL, what do you think? And women are very interested in this, and they should be. And remember, this is not a something to joke about. I don't want you to take this and make, jump to the wrong conclusion. This is a terrible thing, breast cancer. Prostate cancer, a horrible disaster for a male. It leaves a man a mess. No matter what happens, the man feels mutilated after prostate surgery. The only form of prostate surgery that I've heard about from a person I know, is he went to the University of Washington when they were ready to carve him up at Stanford. They're very big on carving people up and using experimental drugs at Stanford, and everyone thinks that they're God. It's unbelievable to me. You know, you go by a brand name. What, they know everything? Instead, he didn't take the advice of the Stanford geniuses. He went to the University of Washington 10 years ago, and he took radioactive seeds that target the prostate cancer cells, and he's 100% in remission 10 years later. And so there are alternatives to having your thing cut off inside, your guts cut out, in other words. And there is alternatives, by the way, there are alternatives, if you have this gene, ladies, to having your breasts removed. You can engage in a healthier lifestyle. You can cut back on your stress. You can look into very intelligent nutritional choices. And I don't mean just eat well. I mean, there are mega nutrients you could be taking. Stay out of the sun. Get away from all cancer-causing chemicals, including underarm deodorants. I know you think, oh, what, is he crazy? Yeah, underarm deodorants, a toxic mess, rapidly absorbed from your underarms. I know you say, well, how's that true? Yeah, it's so true that the medical establishment is now peddling a testosterone medication that is rubbed on under the man's arm, and it's absorbed rapidly in the underarm. So just think about it. Next time you rub a deodorant under your in the axis of your arm, your armpit, how rapidly things are absorbed through the skin. Very rapidly. And there are toxins in most deodorants. So, look, it's a field I know something about as an outside look. I'm not a researcher, but I am an educator in this area, and I have been for many years. So let's take some of the calls. I invite women, men, children, whatever, Muslims, Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, to call the Savage Nation, 855-472. Or we could do scandal-mongering. Where is Hillary Clinton? She was everywhere before Benghazi Gate blew open. Everywhere you turn, there she was with the Cheshire cat face. She's the next president, Hillary Clinton president. I'm on MSNBC, Chris. She's the front runner. She's the next one. It's Hillary Clinton in 29. It's Hillary Clinton, the next president. Here she and smiling away, cat that ate the cream. Since Benghazi Gate, nowhere to be seen. Now, there are people alleging that she's running the factory now at the State Department, the around-the-clock 24-7, the shredding machines. She's in charge of the shredding operation. But we don't have to talk about politics because it's boring at a certain point. How much can you take of it? Florence Williams at Slate Magazine reported in 2010, last summer in a study of more than 50,000 African-American women, Boston University epidemiologist Lynn Rosenberg found a 65% increase in a particularly aggressive form of breast cancer among those who had ever taken the birth control pill. The risk doubles for those who had used the contraceptive within the past 5 years and had taken it for longer than 10 years. You didn't know that, did you? Your doctor, oh, yeah, take the pill. Tell your daughter to take the pill. Honey, don't do anything I didn't do. Have a good time, honey, and be sure to take your pills with you. Now that you're 14, you need them, sweetheart. I go to malls. I'm an observer of suburban life. I have to admit to you, I can't say an observer of ghetto life or gangbanger life. But I'm an observer of suburban life. I would have to say that at the end of the day. And I see girls walking around with their mothers. My head spins. I don't know why they look like prostitutes, but they do to me. I see mothers dressed like they're hookers with very expensive hooker clothing, and they have 12, 13, 14-year-old girls dragging them by the hand in hooker clothing. I've never seen anything like this. What kind of society is this? And the mother is encouraging the child to lead a dissolute life, doesn't know the first thing about taking care of herself, let alone how to take care of a young adolescent girl. So I feel I have to step in. I have to step in now. And if you want to talk about this prophylactic surgery, I really want to open this. So I think it's such an important topic because I don't want to see women mutilating themselves because some nutty actress has said it's a good thing to do. I'll take some calls the minute I return right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember the last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro Painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Petucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Well, the fiscal cliff is old news, but the bottom line results for you and me in 2013 is a little more money is coming out of our pockets and going to Uncle Sam. Listen, I'm Brian Sussman. I want a good financial game plan, and I know you do too. One guy who can help is Pat Vitucci, a local independent financial advisor. As the new economic policies play out, what's your best move? What about a financial plan, a retirement plan? As an independent financial advisor with several offices right here in the Bay Area, Pat Vitucci can help. Pat and I have done many seminars together over the years. Call him anytime for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. And don't forget to check out don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. On the next morning show, scandals swirling about the White House. The question is, will anything stick? Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Why am I talking about Angelina Jolie deciding to have a double mastectomy rather than talking about Benghazi gate, TAP gate, and IRS gate? Because you've heard it all. You know, let them go after the emails on the scandals and let them prove that it leads right up to the Oval Office. You know what I mean? Then we'll have something. But to do this every day with outrage is not good for my blood pressure, and I don't think it's interesting radio for me to do it. Others maybe find it exciting. They'll be doing it day in and day out till next Christmas and next Easter, but I'm not going to do it. Once in a while, something pops up. I have to go on now. I have to move on. Let the others do it. God bless them. I'm glad they're carrying the heavy burden of the scandals. I'm going to talk about this today. I mean, God knows what I'll do tomorrow. Every day is another day. I don't know what's going to interest me or you. But there's a rule in radio that I learned from day one. If it interests the host, it will interest the audience. If the host is just calling it in or faking it, no one cares. They're not going to listen to you. You have to have passion, in other words, for what you're doing. I'm very passionate about these subjects. I've written on the health in the health area for many years. I'm personally obsessed with health subjects. That's a genetic thing, by the way. Everyone in my family, they're all doctors in their own mind. Some families are obsessed with health issues. Some could care less. I've always wanted to be one of those, you know, guys who could care less. The guy, everybody wants to be, oh, how long did your grandfather? Oh, he lived to 99 and he drank and smoked. Everybody wants to be that, but you're not that. Don't assume that you are one of those nutritional rogues, as I called them in my book in 1983, The Skeptical Nutritionist. You're not a nutritional rogue. Maybe your grandfather was. But this is a different time. The foods are different. We can go into all of the reasons that although you may be a strong guy, I've seen a lot of very strong men get very sick at 40. A lot of the captains of the football team are broken up at 50. It's the other guys that go on for the guys who got pushed around and had sand in their face lived to 90, I think. Oh, no, there's a lot of mystery in it. I'll never forget when I was in graduate school at the University of California. I had a professor. I loved him. I don't know where he is today. I think he's dead. He was a medical doctor, and I was obsessed with heart disease even then, which is why I went into my fields. He said to me, he said, look, don't get too carried away with nutrition and controlling heart disease. I said, why? He said, I've done so many autopsies where there was absolutely no hardening of the arteries, no occlusion of the arteries, and the people died of a heart attack. I said, great, thank you. That really is great. I have two young children. I really appreciate that. Nice to hear. Nice to hear. So, you know, so I said, well, what's the conclusion then? Well, you can only do so much, number one. The thing to understand is that, and I learned this 30 years ago, I was very fanatic when I was 30. I thought I would die every minute. I was a runner. I weighed 130. My cholesterol was like 170. I was like a Somali, running in the back of valleys, running up waterfalls. I was obsessive with foods. I was. I really was. And then one day, I heard an inner voice screaming at me as I was running up the side of a waterfall in the back of a valley, and it said, stop running, stop running. I thought I had gone crazy. The inner voice was screaming, stop running. I thought I had gone crazy and become a schizo altogether. I never ran again. Never. I've never run again. I won't even run around the corner. I hate running. I hate jogging. I don't like what it does to my balance. I don't like what it does to my equilibrium. I don't like it all. I like bicycle riding, modest bicycle riding. I like moderate exercise. What I'm saying to you is to each his own. And I learned at that time that the disease causation is usually a pie chart. A third of the pie is genetic. That we know. You can't do a damn thing about your genetic inheritance. Nothing. A third of the pie is environmental. You can do everything about that. That's what we're talking about. And then another portion of the pie are broken up into other factors, including the unknown. There's an unknown factor. We all like to think that we know everything. We all like to think we have total control over our life and our destiny. We don't. There are unknown factors. A kid could get hit in the heart, for example, with a speedball and die. That happens too often now. A fastball hits him in the chest and he's dead, God forbid. So, I mean, at what point do you have to stop obsessing with this and enjoy a drink and have a steak once in a while? Today I went off my diet, had a steak and french fries. Why? Because I'm reacting to fish during allergy season. Am I going to die from one steak? I hope not. I have another couple hours of a show to do.
Savage.
I've always been a do-it-yourself person, but not all my listeners are. Look, even if you don't know the point, the end of a screwdriver from the handle, you can still transform any room in your home in about 20 minutes at Blinds.com. Yes, you're going to save a bundle on designer, blinds, shades, shutters, and even drapes. Where? Blinds.com. But as I was saying, they've also made it incredibly easy to experience the satisfaction of doing it yourself with free online how-to videos. Free! And having over 100 design experts at your service. Of course they'd be happy to send over a pro installer if you prefer. But I think you'll love doing it yourself. What gratification! Because even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Where? Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Now.
good evening. I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Two Visalia police officers were shot and wounded this afternoon. Police say the officers chased a suspect into a house where that suspect fired at the officers. One was struck in the upper body. He is in serious but stable condition at a hospital where he's undergoing surgery. The other officer was hit in the shoulder. The suspect also shot and taken to a hospital. His condition is not known. KSFO traffic. We have a multi-vehicle accident, 880 northbound before Dixon Landing Road in Milpitas. Looks like it's on the shoulder. A crash in Berkeley, westbound 80 after University, also on the shoulder. Westbound 580 before North Vasco Road in Livermore. Your right lane is blocked with an accident. KSFO weather. We've got a chance for some sprinkles this evening, partly cloudy tomorrow. With the news and views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
There's a lot of talk out there about your Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's causing many firearms stores to run short on inventory. If this is your experience, then come by Templar Sports in Los Gatos, the Bay Area's newest firearms and sport fishing store. At Templar Sports, they're getting a new inventory of guns, ammo, and accessories every week. Need your hunting or fishing license? They've got it. Fresh and saltwater tackle and bait? They've got that too. Templar Sports in Los Gatos has experts ready to help you with everything from firearms and accessories to safety and instruction. There's a lot of talk today about your Second Amendment rights. Some of it's getting louder and louder. If you're a longtime gun owner or just beginning to explore the idea, the experts at Templar Sports in Los Gatos are there to help you find what's right for you. Visit them online at TemplarSports.net. That's T-E-M-P-L-A-R Sports.net. Safety, service, and community. Get to Templar Sports in Los Gatos and find the firearm and gear that's right for you.
Those ground-in nachos, that embarrassing grape juice, those smelly pet stains. Want to finally ditch that dingy carpet for less? Now's the perfect time with Lumber Liquidators weekend-only flooring deals. For a limited time, get great deals on easy-to-clean hardwood, laminate bamboo, and vinyl flooring. Plus, get special financing. With deals this good, you really clean up. Hurry! Sale's going on now. Visit your local store or LumberLiquidators.com and finally ditch your dingy carpet today.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can find the part you need and get it delivered straight to your home from the comfort of home. Plus, when you order $75 or more from AdvanceAutoParts.com, your shipping is free. Imagine ordering from the comfort of your pajamas, a smoking jacket, a go commando, whatever. Spend $75 and the shipping's free. And so are you, man. AdvanceAutoParts.com. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, this is an amazing program. The board's jammed up. You don't know whether it means it's a wider audience or not, but whatever I'm doing, people are excited by it. Because it's a very important topic. You have Angelina Jolie, very popular woman. She has a double mastectomy, even though she does not have cancer, because she's inherited the BRCA1 gene. Her mother, you know, suffered from breast cancer and died. And she believes that by doing this prophylactically, it's the only solution. It's not the only road, rather, to follow. She can avoid, she can cut out the stress of her life by taking a lower profile. She can leave the movie business. She can take on other aspects of an anti-cancer lifestyle, smart nutrition, mega nutrition, exercise, no sunlight, avoid cancer-causing chemicals. I can name other things she can certainly do to reduce her risk. But I'm afraid that millions of young women are now going to say, I should also have a double mastectomy, and it's going to become a trend. I want to throw something into the mix, although the calls are jammed out right now. I want to throw something in. It's very important that just occurred to me in my kaleidoscopic encyclopedic memory. And here it is. Do you know that in the 1880 and 1890 era in England, there was a fad to remove the colon, cut it out altogether because it was thought it was dirty to have any fecal matter in your body? And all the rage in England at that time amongst the so-called upper classes was to have their bowels, in essence, surgically removed. And they lived then with little rubber bags. I know I'm not trying to be graphically disgusting. Little rubber bags to collect the fecal matter and then empty these bags, et cetera. This was a fad. And you say, well, come on, I don't believe it. Well, check it out. I remember reading these medical stories when I was in graduate school, and I was astonished about medical fads. That was a medical fad, to have your guts removed to avoid having dirt in your body, filth. This is how crazy they had become. They were so fastidious that they thought having any fecal matter at all was disease-causing. So rather than eat better instead of eating the bad English food, they cut their colons out altogether. So, okay, well, that's crazy. Well, now let's speed up to 2013. Now we have women thinking that if they inherit a certain gene, they should cut their breasts off. I believe it's a medical fad. And I want to intervene now in a way that only Michael Savage can do, with knowledge, with wisdom, and with wit, because I want to save women from the tragic mistake that believing because a mad actress does things like this. And I consider anyone that narcissistic to be crazy, incidentally. I mean, we all have to have a healthy narcissism. We have to like ourselves up to a point, but at a certain other point, it becomes crazy. Let me take some calls. KSFO, San Fran, I can't say the word. I can't even say it right anymore. San Francisco. It's hard for me to say. I said San Francisco, San Francisco for so long. I can't even say San Francisco. Kathleen on KSFO in San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, first of all, I think Angelina Jolie is crazy, and she's a real negative role model as far as I'm concerned. There's something really toxic about her. But I wanted to tell you that I am one of those women who had a prophylactic operation to mitigate my chances of getting ovarian cancer.
So you had a hysterectomy because you have a genetic inheritance and you had tests and your mom, God forbid, had it?
Here's the deal. Grandmother, mother, identical twin, and another sister all died from ovarian.
Oh, my God. And did you have genetic testing?
I had a zygosity test with the identical twin. All of us became subjects of a study. There was a researcher doing a study.
So this is intriguing then, Kathleen. You had a very similar situation. You had a hysterectomy, even though you didn't have ovarian cancer. So why do you think Angelina Jolie is wrong?
I said she was crazy. I didn't say she was wrong.
So do you recommend that if a woman inherits?
I do think that this is a misuse of celebrity, and this is why. Celebrities are symbols where we ascribe greatness to them simply because they're celebrities, and wisdom to them. And I agree with you. This could be very misleading for ignorant women and greedy doctors and greedy drug companies.
All right, but that's the problem. I would rather also alert women to the relationship or the correlation between the use of the morning after pill, birth control pills, oral contraceptives, and cancer. It's a very high correlation. Also, abortion and cancer, breast cancer in particular, very high correlation. No one's talking about those things because they're not politically acceptable.
Michael, you're one of the few people on radio who's actually said that there's a link between abortion and breast cancer. Thank you for doing that.
Well, I'm not saying it for any other reason than it's true. It's a factual reality.
Class A or Class 1 carcinogenic. People know that now. Now,
well, how? No, they don't know that because it's been buried. I remember in Marin County, California, there was a long, long newspaper series on breast cancer, high rates of breast cancer in women. And they had no idea why. And the newspapers kept putting out, they didn't know, didn't know, didn't know, didn't know. Well, there were links between high rates of abortion in the area and breast cancer that they would never publish because it went against the grain of the liberal mentality, which was that abortion was safe and good. Am I right? Do you agree with me, Kathleen?
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. That was a shock when I found out that there was a link between breast cancer and abortion. I initially thought it was hyperbole. I initially thought it was overreaction, but then I read the studies.
Okay.
Educated.
Yes, and the studies exist, by the way. They're not easy to find, but they do exist.
That's right.
Well, thank you for listening. So you see, now I have 12 women listeners across America amongst the 200 stations and the millions of listeners. I now have 12 women who are listening across the country. Let's go across the country from San Francisco. I'm so glad that we can talk on a health issue once in a while because it's something I enjoy doing and I have some background in it. And I think it can be very healthful, rather, and helpful, you know. Florida, Mike, WFTL, the great WFTL, heard as far away as Century Village, as far south as Miami. I've been on that station for so many years. I used to love visiting it. When my mom lived in Florida, God rest her soul, she was nearby. And I remember when I was first syndicated, I'd say, Ma, did you hear my show? And she'd say to me, no, I'm sorry, we can't get it in Florida. I used to get mad. So I worked for years to get a good affiliate. I got WFTL. Ma, can you hear the show now? No, I don't get it in the nursing home. It doesn't come in. It drove me crazy. It went on and on. No matter what I did, she pretended I didn't write books and I wasn't on the radio. Drove me nuts. God bless her. Florida, Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Florida, Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. I guess we lost them. Okay, whatever. WABC, Tommy. Tommy, you're on the Savage Nation.
How are you? Thank you very much.
So what's on your mind tonight, Tommy?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No,
who's on first? It's my show. I'm telling you to go ahead. What's on your mind?
Jolie was a cutter, and she's renowned for being a cutter. And
you mean as a child she scarified herself?
No, she's addicted to mutilating herself.
Is that a fact? She was a cutter?
So she gave herself a clitorectomy soon.
Oh, come on, Tommy. You're making this up.
No, I'm not. She's a well-known cutter amongst the cutter group of people on the
Oh my God. I hope this is well known. She was a cutter. She was that nuts.
Yeah, she glorified it. It was one of her big things. That she was, you know, one of the, like,
oh my God. Well, I'm sorry, this fits like a hand in glove with her new madness. And now she's justifying her perverted double mastectomy with the, even though she's doing it for the wrong reasons, she's making believe it's for a medical reason. And the doctors are feeding it to her. Feeding her the justification.
Well,
unbelievable. See what you learn in talk radio? Remember the cautionary tale I taught you tonight. I gave you a cautionary tale, and I'm going to repeat it. Check it out. I think I'll have to do the research for tomorrow and get the exact facts. I remember reading this 30, 40 years ago. In England, Victorian era, bodily waste was considered to be toxic, which of course it is. But God is such a genius in our design that it doesn't affect us. Never mind all the detox idiots out there. I love all the detox. What do you think your body is doing through elimination, which you learned in high school? You know, sweating, defecation, urination. That's called detoxing, moron. But all right, nevertheless, so they thought that if you could cut the fecal matter out of the body, meaning eliminate the colon and bypass the colon into a bag, a rubber bag, which, by the way, people today have to use if they've had, you know, colon surgery. It's a terrible thing to live with. People live with it. It's not a laughing matter. But it was done in England in perfectly healthy, rich people for so-called prophylactic reasons. And it was a medical fad. So what medical fads are we living with today? Can you name others? I can name a few. There are quite a few. I believe the obsession with cholesterol tests is a medical fad. because there's no absolute correlation between cholesterol, high cholesterol, for example, and heart disease. No absolute correlation whatsoever. It's based upon a few good studies like the Framingham study, but you can mitigate against high cholesterol by taking high amounts of antioxidants, which will prevent the lipids from oxidizing and causing occlusions. Okay, that's well known amongst the alternative medical practitioners. It's been known for 40 years. I know people with terrible cholesterol panels who've been on literally their bodies are they're saturated with vitamin C, saturated with the vitamin E, saturated with niacin and other nutrients, and they have no occlusion, no sign of heart disease, none, because the lipids are not oxidizing. So there are other factors than just cholesterol per se, and this is not, and it's lost on the general public, and I understand why. The average guy wants to go to a restaurant, eat what he wants, and take a pill. It's easy. It's very easy. I know a guy with diabetes, he eats desserts. Why? Because he takes a sugar pill. That's the way he wants to live. At a certain point, you can only take so much. I don't want to live on pills. That's all. So here we are. Here we are. What a show. The hours have flown by. Why? I don't know why. Because I got away from the scandal mongering. I got away from talking about the Gates. You know, it's enough already. It'll come up again tomorrow. We'll see new emails. And they got a new email pops up linking it to the top guys. You will talk about it. That's all. WMAL, Bob, you're on the Savage Nation out of Washington, D.C. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Taxol can cure cancer, and it's in hazelnuts and filberts, which are the same thing. It's also in pycnogenol. You can get that in capsules. You can take pine bark extract and tablets. You can switch to an alkaline diet. You can do what Linus, Edgar Cayce said years ago, that two almonds a day will cure cancer. And, of course, you remember 40 years ago when everybody would go down to Mexico.
The lateral theory. It's a very interesting theory, Bob. You know, I don't want to go into too much scientific detail. I was so interested in the lateral theory at the time. You're talking about something that intrigued me so much that I studied hydrocyanic acid to a great extent, and I think that's what you're talking about, aren't you?
Yes.
And in almonds, in apple seeds, and the theories were that in the old days, people ate the whole apple, including the apple seeds, and the apple seeds were rich in hydrocyanic acid, and it was the cyanide that quenched the cancer cells. Yes, I mean, I'm very obsessed with it. In fact, if you look up my PhD dissertation, you'll find that I actually spent some time studying which foods, which plants contain high amounts of hydrocyanic acid. I was so interested in it. I've moved away from all of that. So you've led that kind of lifestyle your whole life, looking into these things?
For over 40 years. I would not take fish oil. I'd switch over to...
borage oil?
No.
You would,
seed oil, I take all three. I take the flaxseed oil. I take the whole grain, which looks like shiny little deer.
Tell me why you object to fish oil.
Because it's rancid, it's full of pollution, and it makes you get fish burps, but it's all full of stuff out of the ocean, like mercury, which has been in fish for eons.
Yeah, but wait. There are purified fish oil products out there. I mean, there's one company in particular, I'm not going to mention it. They do purify the fish oil.
Yeah, there's one that puts perfume in it, too, over in Finland. Yeah.
I get it. No, well, look, there's a factor of reality in this risk factor. Again, when you condense any nutrient, you're also condensing the toxins with them in most cases. I get it.
Yeah. Flaxseed has a better ratio of omega-3.
But what about flaxseed, without getting too specific? Flaxseed is a commercial product. It comes from the flax plant, which is a fiber, not a food. So what about the pesticides in flaxseeds?
Well, I eat just the seeds. You know, they look like little deer ticks.
No, I understand, but the seeds come from the flax plant, which are grown in ways that foods are not grown. They're allowed to be sprayed with pesticides.
I get organic from the health food.
So wait a minute. So now you're answering the question in my way, which is that this is a purified flax seed, and I'm suggesting that there are purified fish oils. Okay, it's always a little risk factor. Well, Bob, are you politically conservative or liberal?
I'm a libertarian. I'm conservative.
The reason I ask is this is so important right now, what I'm going to say. I'm going to bring now a confluence between nutrition, health, and politics. Many people don't realize that the entire health movement was pushed in the 1950s and the 1960s against an oppressive government that continued to regulate foods and nutrients and considered a crime if you sold them in pharmacies. I knew a pharmacist here who was arrested in the 1950s for selling vitamins. That was all blown away when the FDA opened up the doors and let people self-medicate with nutrients, right? Do you know who is trying to turn nutrients back into medicines and regulate them and legislate them and turn them into drugs and not let you go buy a vitamin? The Democrats. The Democrats, the very same Democrats who you think are liberals, are trying to destroy the entire health food industry and the vitamin industry. Are you aware of that? You probably are, right?
Yeah, I certainly am. But I remember Linus Pauling being fought by the Cancer Society, who said that diet had nothing to do with cancer. It wasn't until Big Cereal got in there with their billions and doing Obran studies and said that, well, maybe in some...
Yeah, but today, which senators are trying to legislate vitamins? Do you know who they are?
No, they're all liberals.
They are, but you know their names? I will tell you the number one name. The very same people who posture as liberals, as good liberals who care for the people. There's one in particular from Michigan, the same man who called our American troops Nazis and fascists. Turbin Durbin is one of the chief sponsors for years of legislation that is trying to get control of nutrients and turn them into medicines and ban them from sale, and yet liberals support Durbin and his cohorts. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare state can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Want a home security system, but you're not sure which monitoring company to choose? Consider this. Unlike cable and other providers who are new to home security, ADT has been helping protect homes for more than 100 years. Plus, ADT has the most monitoring centers of any service provider, so you can be sure your service will never be interrupted. And now you can get an ADT monitored system worth $850 for free. You pay just a $99 installation charge and monthly monitoring for less than $2 a day. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, today. Call 1-800-374-5709. License number CAACO 6320, KY City of Louisville 483, FLEC 1300-3427, EC 1300-3401. 36-month monitoring contract required. General terms and conditions apply. Visit protectyourhome.com/terms. Why choose anyone but the nation's home security leader to protect your home? Call now, 1-800-374-5709. That's 1-800-374-5709.
The best damn morning show, period.
The words for the day, damn it, Jim. When you call in, before you hang up on yourself, and before you curse out Bob, you're going to say, damn it, Jim, at 808-5600. Okay.
Yeah. Way to go, here. Jim.
Damn it, Jim. Jim, you're an idiot.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Have you been waiting to sell your home? The Santa Cruz Monterey Bay Area needs homes for sale. Take the opportunity to list your home now. Low rates and motivated buyers mean it is time. List with me now and get the best. Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, Sotheby's International Realty. Ask me how I get high prices and multiple offers for my sellers. Connect with me today at 831-661-5626 or online at BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. Or maybe you've dreamed of a home at the beach. Make your move now before rates increase. Hire me, beach home specialist Rain Jordan, to help you buy that dream home. I'll negotiate a superior deal for you. Get private listings, micro neighborhood insights, and the connections you need. Call me now, beach home specialist Rain Jordan, Sotheby's International Realty, 831-661-5626, or visit BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com.
News happens fast, and iHeartRadio keeps you up to date wherever you go. iHeartRadio is the free app that connects your mobile device to your favorite station for news. Plus, over 1,500 of the best stations. That's live and local programming. With iHeartRadio, you can listen to this station via iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. Connect to your computer. Connect to your car stereo. So when you travel, thanks to iHeartRadio, you'll stay connected with your community. Free. iHeartRadio.com.
Your financial advisor is probably on the up and up, but that doesn't mean squat when their missteps expose you to lawsuits, fat fines, and unnecessary tax hits. Astonishingly, studies reveal that 90% of financial advisors don't assist their clients with critical issues that could put your life savings at risk. Most won't even realize they screwed up until the cracks start appearing in your nest egg. If you're like 4 out of 5 millionaire investors, even you have your doubts. So switch to Financial Advisor Select, a registered investment advisor that connects the affluent to the best and brightest local financial advisors all over the country. Call us right now and we'll give you our valuable ebook, The Wealth Management Edge. It's packed with wealth-building secrets and tactics. Call 1-800-927-5012 and protect your financial security from the costly financial flubs from advisors who don't know better. Call now, 1-800-927-5012. That's 1-800-927-5012.
On the next morning show, scandal swirling about the White House. The question is, will anything stick? Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Savage Nation, we are not dealing with the scandals. They'll deal with themselves. I mean, there are enough people looking into the emails, and the shredders are running overtime at the state department. I'm sure something will come up soon, and we'll talk about it when it happens. So let's go to the next caller here. I hope you're enjoying the diversion from politics tonight. I am. It's a relief, to be honest with you. I thought I would choke on the You know what's interesting about the scandals? I got sidetracked again just now. Do you realize that with the targeting of conservative groups who are now complaining and whining that they were targeted by Obama and the IRS, they've turned Obama's actually managed to turn conservatives now into victims. So now everyone's a victim. We knew that he has a society of victims. So now all the conservative groups who were targeted are now victims. It's kind of ironic when you think about it. So he's won again. The swan has won again. He's turned the conservatives now into complaining victims. Maybe they're going to look for compensation. Maybe. Okay, let's go to a clairvoyant in, oh my God. George, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation from WABC. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening, Dr. Savage, and you are the voice of radio.
George, please give me 3 predictions. You say you're a clairvoyant. 40 seconds.
Okay, Assad is going to be assassinated by one of his own by August. The Middle East is going to break out into a war between September and October, and Obama is going to declare martial law just prior to the elections in 2016.
Oh, that's nice. I better have another steak and French fries tonight, George.
Well,
I was going to eat fish tonight to counteract the steak and fries that I had for lunch, but I think I'm going to go for another steak and fries if I only have a few more years of freedom, because I guess I'll be eating shoe leather in the concentration camp run by Big Sis. And here is the Savage Nation for Thursday, May 16th. 2013, can you believe it? Well, we talked about the Teflon swan yesterday, and that's, of course, President Obama, the slickest slickster in the history of the presidency. He asked the IRS commissioner who was in charge of harassing conservatives to resign, but the man who resigned said his term was up anyway. That's unbelievable. And then the woman who was in charge of harassing conservatives is now secretly in charge of Obamacare's taxation plan. Slicky Slick, the Teflon Swan. What else is on the Savage Nation website? Senate panel clears Labor nominee Perez in close vote. In other words, the fanatic, civil rights fanatic, Perez, cleared the Labor nominee up. Isn't that great? Another fanatic forever. Emails directly contradict White House claims. Are wheelchairs being used to jump boarding lines at airports? Take a look at the original picture from an airport today in West Palm Beach. In Afghanistan, six Americans died in a suicide attack. From who? You guessed it. Why, the same Islamists who we are going to be giving weapons to in Syria. The rebels. Oh, yes, did you hear about the rebels? Oh, you didn't hear about the rebels? Obama's rebels? You didn't hear about them. You didn't see the pictures of Obama's rebels lining up Assad's troops and shooting them in the back of the head? Oh, didn't make it to your local paper? I guess that didn't make it to your local paper. I guess you didn't read that the IRS Nazi in charge of harassing the Tea Party is now running the IRS Obamacare office. You talk about a mean-faced, clipped-haired, monstrous woman? Go take a look at her. Ms. Ingram. Another one. Another oven stuffer. The oven stuffers are everywhere. And I don't mean stuffing turkeys either. It's an old phrase, goes back quite a few decades. Tornadoes. Huge hail hammer Texas. White House, calls in the Marines to shield them from the rain. And the feds have given witness protection to terrorists, two of whom disappeared. That's right. They put terrorists into the witness protection program, and they lost track of two of them. Huh. How do you like that? Syrian rebels executed, shot in the back of the head, Assad, officers. How is that possible? Why are we sending them weapons? I don't know. I guess the Democrats like Islamists. 855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. 855-400-7282. Are these scandals ordinary? That's the real question. It seems 500 groups were targeted. And if you go to michaelsavage.com, you'll see various and sundry stories about the groups. I mean, this is the worst Washington scandal since Watergate, as I've said. Others are picking up on those words now. But, conservatives know this. But the average dodo Obama jerk doesn't care and doesn't know. But even liberals are worried because, you see, if their phones are tapped, they don't know what was overheard. I mean, maybe they were heard talking about things not to do with government, right? Anyway, you get the picture. Will it all blow over? Probably. Why? Although the scandal is as big as that of Nixon's Watergate, the press hated Nixon, while the press loves Obama. Is there a racial element here? I report, you decide. I disclosed that three generals and one admiral were dismissed by Obama shortly after the Benghazi cover-up in order to keep it covered up because they apparently said that they're going to testify. They know what happened. General Ralph Baker, General William Kip Ward, Rear Admiral Charles Guet, and General Carter Ham were thrown out by Obama because they wanted to come forward with the truth. Two of them wanted to come forward to assist the beleaguered U.S. missions in Benghazi. So, again, I'm going to have to read you something to confirm what I'm saying to you that has nothing to do with what I just read to you, which came to me from a leading person who publishes articles about the radio industry. He said, Michael Savage, I love the warning you gave us on the show about how U.S. citizens should not react to Obama with violence, because that's exactly what Napolitano and Obama are trying to spark. And if they do react violently, the clampdown from the Obamaites will follow via their billion bullets and armored vehicles. You tell the truth, Savage, without anger like some in the media. You have a humorous approach that doesn't wear on the nerves, and you don't limit yourself to strict partisan politics. That came to me from someone in the industry. I'm not asking for your support. I'm just telling you that we're living in very bad times right now. Don't you understand how it works? The smoother you are, the better you can parse the truth, lie, connive people, the higher you go in society. It's that simple. Not 100%. There are people who produce things and provide things that society needs. But by and large, in the political world, the bigger the con man, the higher they fly. So there we are. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you care? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to hold a vote on the Savage Nation. Do you want me to continue with this story? Because if you don't, I'll go on. I'll move on. I have other stories I can talk about. For example, I can go light. I'll give you some light classical Savage tonight. Should kids be allowed to fine dining restaurants? Of course not. I raise children. I hope they ban them. Yeah. Why would you want to eat around children screaming? I had someone once when I was younger change a diaper in front of me on a table. He's a Berkeley supporter of Obama today. By the way, I looked into why they fired. I couldn't believe that I read this. I mean, I said, this can't be true. I looked in. Remember Obama fired the admiral who wanted to save Benghazi victims? He was accused of profanity. They got rid of a man who was the admiral who commanded a carrier strike group. Do you know what an investment in his life it took to get there and what the government spent for him to get there? And yet Obama fired him, probably because he was going to say he could have sent their assets. Do you know when he cursed? Can you imagine that they threw a man out like that? He used profanity during a roast in front of other officers. Can you believe that Obama did this to him? You're watching Stalin's Purge of the Military. Read it. Stalin's Purge of the Military. It's just so, it's unbelievably boring. It really is. And let's see, it wasn't about a fake hate crime, was it? Who cares about them? Who cares that Obama fired three generals and an admiral to cover up Benghazi? You certainly don't. I read that of all the services, the Navy has been the most aggressive in firing people. In fact, according to statistics gathered by the Navy Times newspaper, under Barack Hussein Obama, more than 20 Navy commanding officers were fired in 2012 alone for inappropriate behavior and misconduct. Another six commanding officers dismissed so far this year by Barack Hussein Obama. Do you have any idea what this means? Do you understand that this is the purging of the military? This is the purging of any independent-minded military man who could stand up to this gang, this illegitimate gang that is planning something. I'm convinced of it. The more I look into what they're doing to the military, the more terrifying it looks to me, combined with the billion bullets that they're giving to that monster, Napolitano, and her tanks, and the Federal Bureau of Islamization. It doesn't look good. The people are starting to see through this. Something's wrong here. No one can believe this is going on. There's something wrong here. There's something wrong with this picture. Did you know the Obama administration is on the verge of backing an FBI plan to permit you to be wiretapped on the Internet? Did you know that? Now, this is amazing. Imagine liberals should be screaming. They're not. The Federal Bureau of Islamization wants the right to wiretap people on the Internet. That's your new FBI. This is the same FBI who didn't share information about the brother's son off with the Boston PD, but they want to wiretap you. And they say, we just want to go after criminals and terrorists. Well, you might be a terrorist to them. You don't know who they are anymore. Who's running it? Who is running this organization? Everywhere I turn, I don't know who's running anything anymore. I can hardly sleep at night anymore. This is the Savage Nation, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect. With higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts, and some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, The Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Connect with Hot Talk 560 KSFO 24/7 at KSFO.com.
Come on!
Like us on Facebook, on Twitter, at KSFO 560. iPhone and Android apps, online contests, breaking news, Patriot text alerts, and the ability to connect with like-minded conservatives all over the Bay Area. Interact with KSFO online at KSFO.com.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
How does Arizona get to be the leader of the other 49? By creating the country's most competitive business environment.
Named the best state for business, Arizona is tempting California companies like never before.
With unmatched job growth and an unbeatable quality of life.
Corporate giants Intel, Avnet, and Boeing are thriving in Arizona.
Because when it comes to success,
Arizona's aggressive pro-business legislation mean record relocations.
Arizona is all business. Join us at ArizonaKnowHow.com.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know, you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember the last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
On the next morning show, scandals swirling about the White House. The question is, will anything stick? Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
I got a good medical.
See, the thing is why I felt good. I went to the doctor, and my weight went down 7 pounds from the year before. My blood pressure, which I thought was high, was lower. See, everything's relative. I was complaining that I seemed overweight, and my blood pressure was high. He said, but you're 7 pounds thinner than you were a year before. I didn't even know it. And your blood pressure is 8 points lower. So I said, wow, how'd that happen? Okay, let's take some calls. Mike in Michigan, you're up on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael Savage. Yes, I do a vote. Yes, we need to be informed. It's like being in the dark out here.
Okay, I will continue to inform you and entertain you. That's all. And the fraud, Graham. Oh, my God. They had a name Rhino, right? Republican, a name only. I changed it to Rigo. I'm not going to refer to the guys like Lindsey Graham and John McCain and Rubio as rhinos, Republican in name only. I'm going to call them Rigos, Republican in game only, because that's their game. The game is, yeah, I'm a Republican. All right, take a walk, Johnny. I'm a Republican. Yeah, I'm a Republican. Yeah, I'm for America. All right, nice to see you. Take a walk, that's all. Yeah, I'm a rhino, right? I'm a Rigo, yeah, I'm a Republican. Yeah, like Bloomberg, Republican. Yeah, I'm a Republican. It's a Rigo, Republican in game only. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Dee, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Yes, years ago, Dr. Savage, you were the first to question Obama's surge of our military in Afghanistan as if they were being set up for some sort of slaughter.
Well, he came to power in some way as an anti-war president, and then the first thing he did within 2 months was send 30,000 troops to Afghanistan, and we didn't hear a peep about it in the old York Times. They basically said nothing. He escalated the war in Afghanistan. Why? Who pulled that string? All right. Too many questions, not enough answers. So I realize that even though the Associated Press has turned on Obama because of the wiretapping, there are many of you who are so brainwashed that you think wiretapping is good. And I'll even take some of those callers. There's a guy, Richard, on WABC who thinks that it was good to wiretap the press. Richard, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, you're 100%. I support Obama 100% on it.
Well, of course you do. There were people who goose-stepped in Germany. There were people who goose-stepped in Venezuela, Italy, Cambodia. You're one of them. You're one of the idiots.
Right, and I'm proud of him, Michael, so many others.
What are you so proud of, being stupid?
Not stupid.
How is it that you can support a man 100%? Wait a minute. Just a minute. How could you support wiretapping of reporters?
That you take care of millions of people like myself.
Hey, listen. Hey, Buster, if you want to get on a national show and have a debate, go ahead. Use your brain. How can you justify wiretapping reporters? Please do so.
Take care. Have a great evening.
Okay, another drunk for Obama. See, he can't. Do you understand what you just heard? You heard the voice of the true believer. You heard the voice of the Obama worshiper. You heard the voice of the slave. You heard the voice of the slave saying the master is good. And so, therefore, since we have 40% of the electorate, exactly like that fool, I wouldn't expect Obama to be impeached. But the main question is, what type of event do you think Obama and his squad will concoct over the next 7 days? Will it be an act of war against Syria? Will it be a mass shooting? Will it be a car bomb? Will it be a bombing of a government building? You're saying, come on, you're crazy. They wouldn't do a thing like that. All right. You don't remember Vince Foster, do you? You don't remember what happened with Vince Foster? You don't remember any of those days? You don't remember that the Obama administration told the U.S. military to stand down, which is why the U.S. ambassador, as well as those in the embassy who tried to save his life, were killed? It was Obama or someone close to him who told the troops to stand down. Do I have absolute proof? No, but there's a lot of evidence. Obama fired three major league generals and an admiral. Why? Because they were ready to send backup. They were ready to send the cavalry. They were ready to save the ambassador Stevens in Libya. Obama told them not to do it. And because they wouldn't dummy up, in other words, for this regime that we have in the White House, he dismissed all of them, and there was not a word out of the press about the dismissal of three generals and an admiral. It's unprecedented in a country like ours when we're not at war. This has never happened before. Never. But the jerks in the media who are now all upset because their personal phone calls were being monitored had nothing to say about the purging of the military. We all know how it works in large organizations. Everyone at a lower level protects the top guy who they never even talk to. But it's a top guy who runs the policy for the organization. That's why he's called the chief executive. So it doesn't matter whether or not he put the policy in place. He's responsible for it at the end of the day. So the issue turns on what actually happened and that, what's the big deal. You say, what the heck is the big deal, really? What are you getting so excited about? Well, here are the things you decide. Benghazi Gate, an ambassador died. And three people who were trying to defend them died. That's a big deal because they were screaming for help, and Obama put thumbs down like a Julius Caesar. He said to the generals, don't launch the aircraft off your carriers. No, don't send in the special forces. Don't send in the SEALs to save them. Don't send in Delta Force. What do we have these teams for? But for a situation like that. What is Delta Force created for? They're a fast action team. They're made to go in and stop an ambassador from being executed. So your commander-in-chief did not let the Delta Force, for one, do their job. Let's make it simple for the average jerk out there. Okay, now wiretap gate. They wiretap reporters. Even the reporters are screaming like bloody murder. It's not happened, and they don't think, since Nixon.
So what's the administration's answer to the wiretapping? They were doing it to save us from terrorism. They wanted to find out who in the administration leaked something about a Yemen this, a Yemen. That's nonsense. Why? Because they scanned 100 different reporters over a long period of time, and they were listening to their personal conversations, their phone conversations, and their emails. It went well beyond that. They were trying to blackmail them. They were trying to blackmail and intimidate the reporters. That's what they were doing. This is right out of a third world dictatorship. You've got reporters who have personal lives they want kept personal, whatever, whether it be sexual or gambling or whatever. They don't know right now whether their personal lives have been outed on a sexual basis, on a drug basis, and they don't know who's holding that information over them. They have no idea. That's number one. They're in a panic. They're afraid that their personal lives are going to be leaked to the world, and they're rightly panicked over it. You don't live in a free society where the government knows everything about you, or is that the kind of society you want to live in? So that's Tapgate. Now you got IRSgate. You say, who the hell cares about conservative groups? They deserve it. Well, it's a crime. Using the IRS for that, doesn't matter what group they target like that. If they pick on parties to use the weight of the IRS, it's criminal. It's go to jail time. You have three events where you go to jail for it. Now, the only question is how high up the chain are the buffers going to crack? The cracks are starting to show. The veneer is coming off the woodwork. The stucco is breaking off his facade, and underneath him is the wooden man.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening, I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A study that tracked California parolees found no spike in arrests since responsibility for many ex-convicts shifted to local authorities under the state's prison realignment law. Corrections Department researchers found ex-felons were arrested at a slightly lower rate since the new law took effect in 2011. They were convicted of new crimes at about the same rate as offenders released under the old system. A majority of Americans are willing to pay more for added legroom on long flights. A new Harris poll found flyers would rather sit next to a crying baby than a smelly adult. The survey also found they're split down the middle on whether to allow people to use cell phones on airplanes. KSFO traffic, a stall 280 northbound at the Lawrence Expressway in the right-hand lane. KSFO weather, a few sprinkles this evening, partly cloudy tomorrow. I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
After a long day at work, there's nothing better than getting home, taking off your shoes, turning the lights down low, and settling into your favorite chair. It's time to let Hot Talk 560 KSFO melt your stress away.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $100,000. to 18 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we'll sell you parts and deliver them straight to your door. But do we stop there? Well, technically, yes. We don't come inside your house or anything. But we do keep going. Metaphorically. Because when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is absolutely free. Great deals, great parts, and free delivery. All at AdvanceAutoParts.com. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can find the part you need and get it delivered straight to your home from the comfort of home. Plus, when you order $75 or more from AdvanceAutoParts.com, your shipping is free. Imagine ordering from the comfort of your pajamas, a smoking jacket, a go commando, whatever. Spend 75 bucks and the shipping's free. And so are you, man. AdvanceAutoParts.com. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
On the next morning show, scandals swirling about the White House. The question is, will anything stick? Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. In other words, it was our time on the Savage Nation. I'm not going to get angry because what's the point? What can I ask you to call the show? What are you going to say that I haven't said? So I'm going to keep talking. If you care to call the show, it is a talk show, and it's about talking. Last night, someone said to me after the show who didn't know me, I was somewhere, I don't remember, she said to me, are you a sports fan? She said, no, we're up 6 points. I bit my tongue. I said, no, I'm not really interested in basketball. She's a nice person. Here's the problem. She was a nice person, not stupid, but an ignoramus nevertheless. She's one of the many ignorami that permits a nation to die. All right, whatever. That's what I could talk about kids in a restaurant. Let's pump it up a little now. How about a piece of music, and I'll go to some callers. Here's one of, like, the theme from Patton. Let's wake them up and talk about children with diapers in restaurants with guys with ponytails who are bald in the front. You got the theme from Patton ready? If not, that's it, the slow part you're giving me? They don't want to hear a fife. Okay, kill it, kill it. Bad radio. We don't start with slow on radio. Radio is instant. Radio is instant. Either you hold the audience or they take a walk. They listen to whatever. As I was just quoted in a radio publication, callers and songs and sound bites are just records. If the caller's no good, you hang up on him and break the record. Otherwise, you lose your rock and roll show. What would you like to talk about? This, yes, no, maybe? Yes, is it a big market? Is it a big market topic? Or is it only a small, let's say, boondock kind of subject? Something you'd hear on a cracker radio show in Omaha, Nebraska. Is that something big city people care about, the death of SEALs? How can we love our SEALs so much when they allegedly boost Obama's ego and image, as put forward by Harvey Weinstein? Or the Discovery Channel, but when it's about Obama's failures, where he was the commander-in-chief and people died in Benghazi, they died on helicopters, you don't hear about it. How is that possible? Well, you have to answer that question. I answered it by asking it. You know, tonight the show will be over at some point. The lights will go down. The Klieg lights go off. The ISDN gets clicked off. The Telos gets clicked off. I put on my hat. I put on my raincoat. I look into the studio forlornly as I close the door. I walk out of the building. I go down in the street. I get in my car, and I go home just like you. And then I face the darkness just like you do. So believe me, I understand there's a bigger world than what I'm talking about. But what would you like me to talk about that has any meaning whatsoever? If we're not going to talk about the sacrifice of our heroes by this illegitimate administration and by the negligence of this illegitimate media that we have, what is there to talk about? What is worth talking about? I ask you. I throw myself before you and ask you. What is there to talk about other than this disgrace in the White House? This fraudulent operation. So I'll take your calls. Not going to get angry. I told you that's not good. It is not good for me to get angry for you. Because women are afraid when men get angry. They think that you're like a wife beater or something like that. And they run for the hills. They turn the show off. And of the millions of listeners I have, I know I have about 8 to 33 women listeners across America. Of the millions of listeners. So I can't alienate the 33 women savagettes that I have who still listen. They get frightened when they hear a loud male. Loud males need to disappear in America. Instead, you have to have big ears and be able to be a nightclub performer in front of the press and act ashamed when you tell a joke and everyone laughs, sort of false humility with a big smile and sort of a grin. Then the women eat you, then they'll vote for you. In between their McDonald's and their food stamps, the average American woman, and they don't work that type either. No, they don't work. They got their McDonald's, and they got their food stamp. They got their Medicare, Medicaid, and the environment. What more do they need? They don't need the truth. The truth hurts. Truth's a heavy burden. He's not heavy, Father. He's my brother. He's not heavy, Father. He's my brother. So if any of you have been listening to me for many years, you know that I'm about to do a seat change. I've done it. I've done it, brother. I've done my piece for my dead brother. I told you many years ago I would have retired a long time ago. I would have disappeared from the media. But I live for two people. I live for a brother who died when he was very young, who could never talk, walk, see, or hear. And I feel that God has given me all these extra years in my life, which I never thought I'd have, for him, to live for him. In many ways, I feel that I'm doing this show for my brother Jerome, who never saw one thing on this earth. He never saw a flower. He never saw anything. And he died in a horrible cesspool of a mental hospital in New York City where he was sent to die. He suffered and he died. I don't know why God did that to him. And I feel that tonight, I don't know why, I feel like his death in some ways is connected. He wasn't a warrior. He didn't fire guns. He didn't defend America. But in some ways, I feel that I'm talking about him tonight. I don't know why. I don't know why. I have no way to put these things together. I get into states of mind that I can't even explain, and I don't think I need to. I'll just go on and on with it. I'll just do my soliloquy. I feel very Shakespearean tonight. I feel as though I'm a man alone in a castle, and no one's listening to me. But I need to speak and be heard. And sometimes in soliloquies you ramble on, and there's the fool, and there's the madman, and there's the genius, and there's a touch of the saint, and there's a touch of Frankenstein, and there's a touch of Einstein, there's a touch of my Stein, your Stein, his Stein. There's a touch of everything in those soliloquies. And you have to let people decide whether it's worth listening to. I don't know that talk radio could sustain a soliloquy anymore. I don't know if it exists. But that's the kind of show I've done for years, and I have to continue to do what I've been doing because I don't know how to do anything else. But anyway, what can I say to you? Do you want me to go on with this? Or you want me to continue with the soliloquy? I'll stop. I'll just talk about diapers and restaurants. I'll go from the sublime to the ridiculous. Or you could decide which is more sublime and which is more ridiculous. Because now there's a movement in the country, as I told you, to ban little children from fine restaurants. Oh, God, let me know where they are. Let me know where I could have one night out without a liberal. You ever see them come to restaurants with coloring books now? Coloring books and cue cards. And they think it's like a ding-dong school. You're there after work to have a dinner, maybe a romantic dinner or just a quiet dinner. And they're doing a lesson next to you with their daughter or their son. Usually a guy over 50, got married late in life, bald in front, ponytail behind. And they do a lesson. And they have the child recite, so who was the 14th president of the United States? And there goes the child. I don't blame the child, et cetera, in the restaurant. A lesson. that's not bad. That's not the worst. I told you many decades ago when I had a so-called friend who I dumped in 83, 84. I've never heard from him again. But the thing is I heard that he supports through someone, Obama. He became a radical communist, a failed doctor, never went anywhere in life. When he was young, we went out one night, him and the wife. And he had a kid. I don't know what happened to the kid. Never heard of him, never distinguished himself in any way. And the father and mother took the kid's diaper off on the Chinese, on the restaurant, in the Chinese restaurant table. I swear to God. Just as whatever, I don't have to get more graphic. And changed the diaper on the table while continuing the conversation, drinking the cheap wine. Well, years later, I mean, we just moved apart. And he went to medical school to get the drugs out of the cabinet. In fact, he boasted about it. He said, oh, yeah, it's great to go into medicine because you can get all those free drugs. He said it nakedly. Nakedly. Now, he's a big Obama supporter today. So, I mean, there are extremes in the restaurant world. And I could do that as well. I mean, I could do the burlesque. I could do the Catskillian. I can do the Rascallion, the Catskillian. I can give you a pizza recipe, a meatball recipe, a pasta recipe. I can give you an eggplant recipe. I can give you a recipe for disaster. I can give you a recipe for salvation. Whatever you like. Because it's only one life, and I'm living it. I'm living it every night on the radio. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing it with the good graces of you-know-who. This would not be happening were it not for somebody upstairs who put me here. I told you that. Mike was counted out several times in his life. He's hit by cars. He's been hit by cars four times. He's fallen off a cliff one time. There were other close calls, and each time he's come back, bounced back nine. They say a cat has nine lives. Well, I hope this cat has more than 12 lives. What would you like to talk about? Is this important to anybody out there? I don't know what's important to anybody. I do and I don't. I don't know and I do know. FBI on the fire didn't tell Boston PD about marathon bombing. To me, that's a crime. To me, it's a hearing and the guy is demoted, thrown out, and fired. To me, Janet Napolitano would have been called before a congressional hearing after Boston, fired. That's the world I live in. But in many ways, I guess I'm a fundamentalist. I don't mean religiously. I'm a political fundamentalist at heart. I just want truth and I want honesty in the administration up to a certain point. I'm not a fool. I understand all politicians get there because they're better at lying than the rest of us. In other words, if you're a good liar, you become what? You don't become a social worker. If you're a good liar, you don't become an average doctor. If you're a good liar, you don't become an average teacher. If you're a good liar, you go to law school. They see it when you're young. And they say, hey, that kid can really spin a yarn. He's going right to law school. Let's get him in the best so he can really fleece the public. So then you come out, you run ring, and if you're really good as a lawyer, what do you become? Well, you become a fake conservative on radio, or you go into Congress. Then if you're a really good liar in Congress, they send you from the House of Representatives to the Senate. You become Lindsey Graham, and you become a DR. Then if you're really good, God only knows what awaits you tomorrow. So I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
This is an urgent call to action. If the thought of Barack Obama's next 4 years makes you cringe, you need to hear this. President Obama is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, which are grounds for impeachment, as is laid out in the Constitution. In addition to trying to wipe out the Second Amendment, Obama lied to the American people about the terrorist attack in Benghazi, covered up the Fast and Furious scandal, along with four other impeachable offenses. And it appears members of Congress are close to action. The Conservative Majority Fund has a plan to begin hearings, but it starts with you. Call now to sign the official petition to impeach Barack Hussein Obama. Call 1-800-332-1499 to sign the petition. Call 1-800-332-1499 today. And if you call in the next 6 minutes, you'll receive a free Impeach Obama bumper sticker. So call 1-800-332-1499. Again, call 1-800-332-1499. That's 1-800-332-1499.
Paid for by the Conservative Majority Fund. Not authorized by the candidate or candidates committee. ConservativesNow.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-945-9328. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-945-9328. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-945-9328.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
On the next morning show, scandals swirling about the White House. The question is, will anything stick?
Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Three generals and one admiral were fired by Obama because they were going to blow the lid off Benghazi. Didn't make it to you. So you don't have to limit my punches. As I said in an interview, you got to hold back some punches because they're too powerful. So I'm going to hold back some of the things tonight. Save them for another time. I'd like to take your calls is what I'd like to do. Let's go to WMAL on line 9. Teresa, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. I just want to tell you that I'm a female, married, live in the third world, Washington, D.C. area, and I love you, and I feel the same way you do. I have the feeling in my heart, and like you, I don't know what it is. I don't want to give up. I used to love America with all my heart, and I just can't trust anybody anymore.
How can you trust this government? How can you trust these people? The Boston bombs go off and nobody loses their job. Instead, they order another 200 million bullets. Who are they? What are the bullets for the Department of Homeland Security for? She didn't fire, have one of her agents fire one bullet in Boston. So what are the bullets for? What, are we stupid?
I agree.
See, people are starting to put two and three together and coming up with seven. Okay, thank you for the call. All right, well, look, we'll continue. I don't know, maybe I want to go on to something else. Afghanistan whistleblower, White House trying to silence me. Boehner and McConnell refused to appoint members to the death panel to Obamacare. The Health and Human Services is going to budget $150 million to teach people how to enroll. Here's the headline. FBI under fire, didn't tell Boston PD about marathon bombing suspects. You hear this under Obama's FBI, the Federal Bureau of Islamization? Here's the story. This is from ABC News, no less, not some right-wing outlet, unless this is now right-wing. Now ABC will be considered right-wing. The FBI never told the Boston police or the Massachusetts State Police about possible Russian terror connections of the suspected marathon bombers until 3.5 days after the attack, officials testified before the House Homeland Security Committee. You hear this? Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis told Rep. Mike McCall, our Texas, that his department was not told before the bombing that the FBI had opened an investigation into Tamerlan Sarnov in 2011 or that Sarnov had traveled to the North Caucasus in 2012, even though he had three detectives and a sergeant assigned to the Joint Terror Task Force with the FBI. Why didn't he tell him? Because Obama, who has a middle name called Hussein, you don't want to hear it, I'll say it again, has a certain weakness or doesn't want to offend, however you want to put it. I'm not going to go all the way to the other point of this discussion. He has either a sympathy or a weakness for things Islamic, and he doesn't want to offend the Muslim world, especially the local Muslim activists who now control the FBI with the certain seminars, training, how to be sensitive. So that's why I affectionately call the FBI the Federal Bureau of Islamization, because that's what it seems to me to be functioning, unless I was going in that direction. Anyone who dares say one word is considered an enemy of the state. What's the point anymore? What am I keeping myself in such good shape for? What for? Running, exercising, barbells, dumbbells, low cholesterol, high cholesterol, this cholesterol, low salt, for what? For what? So that the country can be destroyed in front of my... I'm sick of it all. I may as well have an egg omelet. What's the difference? I say to myself. That's the country you live in. That's because... You may as well call it what it is. You understand what happened to the country. You know who destroyed it. You know how it happened, don't you? The media did it. The devils in the media did it. That's what did it. I mean, they destroyed the mind of America. The media destroyed the minds of America. They destroyed the whole country. So... I can only do it. I'm one man. I mean, it's only one guy. That's all. Hillary cites awful internet video while speaking in front of victims' caskets. Oh, you got that sound of her talking about the video at the funeral of the victims? After Benghazi? Let's hear clip 10.
This has been a difficult week for the State Department and for our country. We've seen the heavy assault on our post in Benghazi. That took the lives of those brave men. We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
In a sane society, she's out of office. That's it. That alone finished. Finished in a real Republican, in a democracy, or even a fake democracy, even a putative democracy, a segment of a country representative of the people's will. Finished. Onward, bingo. No, she'll be president next. That's it. That's what we're being told. Everyone loves her. Women love her. She's a feminist. I mean, hey, look at, isn't it the year of the woman? Look what it's done for us. Feinstein. Let's see who else. A boxer. Look what the year of the women did to America. Feinstein. What was her net wealth before she became chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee? What's her net wealth after she became a senator? Feinstein, boxer. Clinton, Pelosi, sterling examples of the year of the woman. McCulkin, whatever that one is. I know why the burqa was invented. I look back on it, on what the Arab, why he invented it. See, the burqa is not in the Quran, but I could see now why men decided the burqa was a good idea in those days. When I think of the women in Congress, I could think of the burqa as not a bad idea as a costume choice. It actually would feel better if only the slits of their eyes showed, because you actually see the devils that most of them are. Oh, yeah, that's how I see. One man's opinion. I mean, don't take me seriously. I'm not, after all, I'm not Tom Brokaw. I'm not ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox News. I'm the castigated, rejected Michael Savage, which is what I like. I actually like it. I kind of like being the outsider. It makes me happy. It fulfills my nature and my destiny to be the eternal outsider. FBI under fire didn't tell Boston PD about marathon bombing suspects, you hear? And no one got fired. No one, nothing. No one got thrown out of the FBI. No hearings, nothing. They didn't say, okay, we need a new director. We need a clean house. They got to stop placating Muslims. It's enough. Change the rule book. Nothing. Zero. They had a bomb-sniffing dog that was probably taught not to sniff into a Muslim's backpack in Boston. They probably trained the dog if anyone... Haven't we removed and revamped all the training material for the FBI and the CIA regarding radical Islamic terror? Sure, Obama did that. And it's only veteran soldiers and middle-aged old white guys who believe in the Bible or believe that government is dangerous and that they need guns. They're the bad ones. I mean, these are the terrorists that the FBI was taught to look for. Don't you remember what happened after the Boston bombing? When Broken Axelrod came out and said, well, the president thinks it was somebody to do with tax day. That's all. That's the country you're living in. You're the guilty one before it happened. Not them. Certainly not the other. You are the guilty one. It's not your country anymore. It's not your country anymore. Your country's been taken over. Your country's been penetrated. Everything you feared has happened, but you don't know it yet because you haven't read it in the morning paper.
Savage.